Jam Session is a podcast where two guys who grew up in Dallas-Fort Worth discuss sports, craft beer, life, and their experiences living in one of America's most vibrant cities. If you love sports, you're going to love this show. If you love craft beer or you're curious about it, you'll love this show. Great conversations with good friends is what Jam Session is all about.
Welcome. It's nice to have you here. I hope you enjoy it. I think you will.
You're listening to the Jam Session Podcast.
I withdrawn that I could listen to the radio at a reasonable volume.
With Cowboys insider...
What's your name?
Jean-Jacques Taylor.
That's my name.
Radio personality and craft beer expert, Matt McLaren.
He's a very strange young man.
He's an idiot. Comes from upbringing.
And now, the Jam Session Podcast.
It is indeed Jam Session. Subscribe, rate, and review, and hang out with us for a while. Right here on Jam Session. The moment we've all been waiting for has arrived. Ladies and gentlemen, the radio, TV, and now podcast star, the sexy Jean-Jacques Taylor.
What up, doc?
I would be the non-sexy one, Matt McLaren, and this is Jam Session, the podcast, version 38, asking simply that you prepare to be dazzled.
If not entertained.
As I must share with you, I have to share this story. Sometimes we start out telling you about sponsors, sometimes not, but I have to today. Because I told you this when I saw you earlier today, as we are recording this on New Year's Eve. Happy New Year, everybody. We're going to get into that. But man, I got this email yesterday, and it's from DeAndre, and he said, feel free basically to share my experience. So I'm going to share it because he sent me this email. He said, I listen to you guys all the time, and I just wanted to share that Freeway Tire Shop will forever have my business. JR took care of my car personally, and I got a state inspection, a full synthetic oil change, and a tire patched for $75. They were great. I was in and out in less than an hour. Keep doing what you guys are doing. And I thought, man, I will definitely let people know about that. Freeway Tire Shop, Jacques, you've been there. We're getting great feedback from these guys. So keep getting out there and support them right there off of 35, Freeway Tire Shop.
Well, I mean, I think the thing about it is, it's exactly what we told you that it was. Like, you know, I've got some friends of mine who always ask when you're talking about a company, are you just saying that? Do you really believe it?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm telling y'all, everything, especially on the podcast, the people that we talk about, we know them. We use them when it makes sense to use them. And they're good. And that's why we tell y'all to go check them out. And it's even better when you say you're from Jam Session, because then it's like a member of the family is coming to check you out.
Yeah, that's a good point, man. So Freeway Tire Shop, it's not just us. I'm telling you, I've gotten great feedback. So thanks, DeAndre, for letting us know about your experience there. Again, you can schedule an appointment, request a quote online at freewaytireshop.com. But this is going to be an interesting podcast because honestly, you know, we didn't do one last week on Christmas. And then I wondered, New Year's Eve, New Year's Day. I was like, you know what? Let's just do one and have fun and just shoot the shit and see what happens.
Okay, well, let's just shoot the shit and see what happens.
You're right. So New Year's Eve 2020, man, and it is, as we record this, it is freezing cold outside. It is rainy. It is dreary. There's just water all over the place. And it's funny because my brother texted me earlier. He goes, I feel like this day wraps up kind of how we all look at 2020 in general.
I can see a little bit of that.
I can for sure see that, man. I mean, this has been... I mean, okay, a wild ass year, dude.
Well, I put this question out on Twitter literally just a little while ago. And it's interesting to me because I've gotten a couple people have retweeted it, but there haven't been that many people haven't answered it. And the question is very simply, what's the lesson that you learned in 2020, Matt? Steve, Asian sports fan number one on Twitter,
yeah,
who's been a friend of ours, he's been around for a long time, says this country has so many unqualified people running a policy system that is so outdated, and COVID-19 only exacerbated the issues, blah 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 blah.
That's fairly deep, sure.
Right. And then there's Randy G Season on Twitter, always have an emergency account. This is true now. But what's your big takeaway? What's the lesson you learned in 2020?
You know, I saw that you put that out there, and I was thinking about it, and I don't know, I was trying to think, did I learn anything? Which obviously, somewhere along the way, I'm sure that I did if I really spent some time and went back and thought about it. But I think more than anything, it really just solidifies stuff that I kind of already believed, which is you just never know. You don't know. And we played, for those of you that listened to the ticket, and we were on filling in this week, and we were on yesterday, and we played that little clip from Anthony Hopkins. You know, and I think that's so true, that today is the tomorrow you were worried about yesterday. And yeah. I just think never more so, I feel like, has that been proven true than in the year of 2020, where we had no idea with this pandemic what was going to happen, where it was going to go. Sure, some of you think it's whatever it is. Others take it very seriously. Whatever the case may be for you, the reality of it is there is something going on in this country that we had never seen before. And you go back through all the different things that we went through this year, and I kept going back to that you just don't know. There's no reason to freak out about what's going to happen a month from now, 2 months from now, when we don't have a freaking clue what's going to happen tomorrow, much less 4 hours from now.
I get that. I've kind of always been like that in terms of I'm always a live in the moment guy. Don't get too caught up in what's going on in the future. My dad taught me a long time ago about worry and not to do it. And you could have people say, well, what do you mean? Don't worry. I mean, he would literally tell me, like, worry does you no good. He says you can put action plans together, but to sit here, because he used this example. He used to say, what if you go to the doctor and the doctor says, hey, looks like you've got a lump somewhere. We need to test it, and we'll get you the results back in 2 weeks. He goes, you could worry yourself sick during those 2 weeks, or you can put plans together for good news, for bad news. And then he used to say, so you worried yourself sick, and the doctor came back in 2 weeks and said, oh, okay, it's nothing wrong with it. You're fine. You're good to go. Enjoy your life. He goes, think about how you use those 2 weeks and just completely wasted them. And he said, so you should never worry. You should just create plans of action for good news and bad news. And that's kind of what I've done. But I would say, I was trying to think about it, and maybe what you learned is a bad way to phrase it. Maybe it's better is how it changed you, how it shaped you, or whatever. But I would say it just reinforced that resiliency and fighting through adversity is one of the best traits you can have, because this whole pandemic at one level has been one big piece of adversity or one obstacle, depending on your lifestyle. You know, either you lost a job, or you lost clients, or your income dipped, or, you know, you got COVID, or people died in your life because of COVID. All these things are adversities that you have to figure out how to handle. And, you know, I spent a lot of time talking to my dude this year about adversity, going through things, how it happens. And I used our situation at the radio station. Like, do you think this was fair, what happened to us? I go, dude, we were doing great.
Yeah.
We were doing great. We had a top 11 show, clearly a top 15 show, about to go to drive time in the afternoon and compete with the biggest and the best. I go, so when bad, and I used that lesson to tell him, when bad things happen to you, it ain't necessarily your fault, but you can't sit here and whine and cry and throw a big pity party because you got hosed. You could do it for a day, maybe two, or a weekend. And then you got to say, okay, where do I go from here?
Yeah, for sure. I think a lot of people, if you didn't already know that, learned that in the year of 2020. It's, you know, I think, and I don't know necessarily that this was 2020 that did this, but I think especially once I was getting close to 40 and then turned 40, and, you know, that the more I live, it feels like the more I realize that really I focus a lot more on myself as far as trying to improve myself and self-growth, taking care of myself and doing things like that, that will be beneficial, I think, for myself in the future, like trying to find, I guess in a sense, like a peace or a calm of mind or whatever you want to call it. You know, I really got a little bit more into that this year, and partially because of everything that we experienced. And like you talked about, I mean, losing the radio thing, we had no idea that was going to happen. I mean, it was so not even on my radar.
No, because all along the way, we were told, and everybody was told,
right,
well, deadlines make deals. We'll get it done. You know, it's right. taking a little longer than anticipated, but we get it done. We have no doubt we'll get it done. Much like Dak and the Cowboys, deadlines make deal.
Yeah, it's just too bad that there wasn't some tag for $31 million they could have done for us. But.
Yeah,
I mean, that sucked, man. I mean, that was really tough. I mean, that was really hard, and it's continued to be hard. And, you know, it prompted action of us starting the podcast and trying to keep this thing going. And, you know, honestly, trying to scratch and claw and fight just to survive and be able to pay bills and have all these things. I mean, well, it's been completely different these last, whatever it's been, 3 months, this last quarter of the year for me, for sure.
For me, too. But it's been fun in one respect. And when people ask me about the podcast, I tell them all the same thing. I go, the radio show was successful, all right? By any standard you want to use to judge a radio show, it was successful. So, to me, the podcast will be successful. I would say at one level it's already successful. The only question is, can you survive long enough to reap the benefits of the podcast being successful so that you can live off what you make off the podcast? And to me, that's always the question, is can you survive long enough to do that? Because, you know, in my mind, it takes a year and a half to really get hold and people believe in it and continue to get support from the sponsors like we have and then add additional ones. And so that's always my, and that's why we work so hard on it. Because we'd love for this to be just like the radio show, a full-time gig. Like somebody asked me on Twitter the other day, bro, and I spoke for you. Well, really, I spoke for me, but I was basically speaking for you. They're like, and this guy is like a lot of people, like a lot of you guys. He meant extremely well. I mean, he was really complimenting us.
Yeah.
Hey, man, I love the show. I missed the show. When are you guys going to get another radio gig? And I was like, bro, we own this thing right here. I would never say never. And I guess if some radio station called us yesterday, tomorrow, and said, hey, we'd love to hire you guys, come do a slot, I'd probably do it. But I ain't in no hurry to do it.
Yeah, and I think even if that were to happen, I think that we would probably keep the podcast going because we like this format a lot and we do have the control over it.
Yeah, no, I think you're right. And so to me, this works. It's just about, like any business, making it so that it can be sustainable and you can live off of it.
Yeah, because, I mean, look, reality of it is, and we have these great sponsors. We were talking about Freeway Tire Shop, and there's been several great sponsors. But at this point, you know, as we're in the early stages of growing this thing, I mean, it's just not enough to where you can actually live off it at this point. It's more of, to me, like part-time job at this point that you're working on quite a bit. And it'll get to a point here pretty soon where I'm going to have to get an actual full-time job. You know, and I've been looking at places so I can have the flexibility to continue to do this so that we don't miss a beat with this. I mean, the schedule, like for what we do behind the scenes, the schedule is probably going to change for us. But for the listener and you guys that download the podcast every time we drop one and we see you out and about, nothing's going to change for you. You won't even notice because we'll keep doing the same stuff that we've been doing as we continue to grow this. Even if, like for Jacques and I, instead of recording like at 9 a.m. on a Tuesday, we may have to record at 6 p.m. or 7 p.m. or whatever it is.
Yeah. As a dude who's been a journalist my entire adult life, you know, flexibility is what I do. So it doesn't really matter to me. I change on the proverbial dime at a moment's notice because that's the way my job has always been. Oh, I was going to do this, now I got to do this. I was going to write this, now I got to write that. So it's not really even a big deal to me. But this, you know, this whole conversation about 2020 and growth and all that stuff, one of my friends put on Facebook today something that was very interesting to me. And I mentioned it briefly to you, but I figured I'll ask you this question as well. See, I'm full of questions today.
I like it. It'll be good for when we're on the radio later, too.
And he put on there because his birthday was yesterday. And he said 2 years ago, he had kind of a revelation on his birthday. And he said, every year I'm going to try to do something that I've never done before to just, for me, enhance my life. Something I've always wanted to do and never done, and I'm going to do it. And so this year, he picked up the bass guitar.
Nice.
And he said his wife bought him one for Christmas, so I guess he'd been talking about it. And he was taking guitar lessons, and he's going to learn to play the bass guitar. And I can't remember, he said, because there's some song of his that if I looked it up, we would all know it. is like his favorite song. And ever since he's heard that song when he was a kid, he's loved the bass guitar. He just, you know, for whatever reason, never played it, never had it, never did it. And he just decided as he got older, because he's pretty successful, I'm just going to do something every year for me that I've never done, be it a hobby or be it an experience or whatever. And so that leads obviously to the question for you guys. You can hit us up on Twitter. He's at McMatt Radio. I'm at JJT underscore journalist. What's one thing you'd like to do this year that you've never done before that you think would be cool to do?
See, and that's like our trips that we've been taking. Me and the lady, every year we would pick a different city to go to. And sometimes it's one that I hadn't been to or one that she hadn't been to, or maybe both of us. But obviously last year we were supposed to go to Boston in 2020 and that didn't happen. And I don't know if financially it'll work out. We're just not in the same situation that we were. But that's something like going to Fenway Park, to me, that was on my bucket list. That's something I've always wanted to do. And maybe in 2021 we'll be able to do it, maybe not. But, you know, I was thinking, I kind of do that like with exercise in an extent where, you know, a couple of years ago, I was like, I always talk about how I want to do a triathlon. And the only thing that stops me is that my knee hurts. I was like, you know what? Who gives a shit? I'm just going to start doing it. And if my knee hurts, it's just going to hurt. And so I started training, and a couple of years ago, I did 3 triathlons and my knee hurt. And I don't know that I would want to do triathlons anymore because my body, it just, I've got so many old injuries that I got from high school and whatnot, playing sports and doing different things. You don't ever think about it. And then as you get older, you're like, damn, like this just is not comfortable anymore. But it's like running. Like in 2020, when the pools shut down and we couldn't go swim anywhere, I was like, well, I guess I'm going to have to run. And I hate running. And then I just started running and listening to podcasts and running all over the place. And I have been thinking probably in 2021, I'm going to enter and compete in a 10K. Because I've done 5Ks competitively, because that's the triathlons that I did. The length of the run was a 5K in those triathlons. But I've never done a 10K in my life. And then earlier this year, I was just out running. I was like, you know what? I wonder if I can do a 10K. And I just went and ran a 10K. So I don't know. That's something like in a race format that I'd be curious just to see, because I do enjoy competition.
Well, one of my friends who I've worked out with for a long time, he mentioned something at the workout we had yesterday morning. And I was like, dude, I think I'm in the mental space to do that. And I think I know I've got the time to do it now. And what it is he's because he's about he might be about 42. I hang around. All my friends are younger than me. They're like 10, 15 years younger than me, because I think that keeps you young at heart, young in spirit. And he's done this before. He's done it 3 or 4 or 5 times before. He said, I think I'm going to get ready for a show. I said, really? He said, yeah, I haven't done one in about 3 years. He goes, I think I could get ready. Start in January, get ready by May. I'd be ready. And I say, dude, I think I got the time. I might do that with you. Let's get together and talk about that. And what I'm talking about, obviously, if you know me, is a bodybuilding show.
Wow.
For me, because I've always thought about that, because I enjoy lifting weights. I like lifting weights, but it's to do a bodybuilding show is a journey.
Yeah, that's a completely different beast, man.
Yeah, no joke, man. But if you're with somebody who's done it before and he's finished, top 2 or 3 times when he's done it, basically all I have to do is show up for the workouts, you know, eat the stuff I'm supposed to eat. And I think now with my schedule, I could do that. And so I'm leaning toward doing that. Matter of fact, I was going to call him today and say, yo,
man,
let's get it, man.
That'll be very, very interesting, man, because you're probably not going to be allowed to do any craft beer.
Well, yeah. I mean, all those things go into the conversation about, like, okay, you do it. Because I had already thought about that. Like, I'm really doing just a sip. Is that going, how big a deal is that with my training? If right now I pour a glass, and if I like it, I take 3 or 4 sips. If I don't, I take 1. I was to the point, even when I was kicking it around in my head, I'm like, okay, what if I use my 1 ounce Beer Geeks glass? You know, is 3 ounces going to affect me that much, you know, one way or the other, blah, blah, blah. And my initial thought would be, early in the process, no. And then late in the process, yeah. And so for the last month or so, you'd probably just be like, yo, I'm getting ripped up. So Matt will tell you all about the beers today and I will visualize what they taste like. But yeah, man, I think we're going to do that the first quarter of the year.
Yeah, that'll be really interesting. I knew somebody that did that, and it's obviously you got to lift, and you're lifting heavy, and you're trying to do certain things, but the diet is like 80% of it, if not more. I mean, it's...
Well, yeah.
Because you got to really lean out, you know?
But see, that goes into... Were we... I can't remember, man. Were we talking about this, about picking a word for the year?
Yeah, we were. We talked about that, I think, on the podcast that dropped on Monday, if I remember right.
All right, well, see... This sounds crazy to people, probably. Maybe not. I don't know. Because some of y'all think I'm arrogant, and I'm like, how do y'all get that idea? But the word that came to mind when you said that, like, immediately popped in my head in big red flashing letters was discipline. That's why I said some people be like, really? Discipline? At some levels of my life, I am incredibly disciplined. Like, I get up every morning at 5:05 and I'm at the gym by 5:30.
Yeah.
6 days a week. That's incredibly disciplined. Rain, sleet, snow, whatever. That's what I do. But some other aspects of my life, I'm not disciplined and they frustrate the hell out of me. And so I was really focusing in on discipline this year to get all aspects of my life, like my discipline for the gym. And you know who inspired me, man? Normally, I would say my dad inspired me because he's the most disciplined dude I know. I mean, if I had that discipline, I'd be unstoppable in every facet of life. Because he's a guy who went to the doctor at 22 and the doctor said, you know, Henry, you need to lose weight and stop smoking or you may die in the next, 10 years.
Right.
Okay, so he started jogging the next day and gave up cigarettes and hadn't smoked since. And he's the kind of guy who literally used to eat a half a gallon of ice cream.
Wow.
Because he loved butter pecan ice cream.
Nice.
And then 5 hours later, go jog 8 miles and run it off. That's the kind of discipline I'm talking about.
That's awesome.
But the one people who's inspired me, man, is my dude. Like, a lot of you guys know he's been dealing with this knee thing all year. It's basically ruined his junior football season at DeSoto.
Yeah.
It prevented him from working out the way he wanted to work out. I mean, he was still working out, but not nearly with the way he likes to work out. And so, yeah, I told him, I said, dude, you look pudgy to me for an athlete. I go, you need to drop about 10 pounds. And he said, okay. He said, will you get me a nutritionist? I'm like, dude, what do you need with a nutritionist? Well, I kind of want, I said, all right, tell you what, I'm going to get you a nutritionist. You pay for it out of your money. And if you do everything the nutritionist says, then I'll put the money back. Dude, when I tell you this cat, he's probably lost about 10, 11 pounds. So now he looks fantastic. But he's followed the diet that this dude gave him, like, virtually nonstop for like 3 months.
Nice.
Like, he cooks his own food. He fixes his own stuff.
Yeah.
He asked me today, hey, can you go to the store and give me some eggs? I'm out. And he eats the same thing every day, variations of it. But I was like, there is no way in hell I could have done that at 17. I can't do it now.
You got to want it, man. At some point, deep down inside, you got to want it. You know, it's funny that story you told about your buddy that was eating the butter pecan. I had a friend in college that one night.
That was my dad.
One night when we came home, he was sitting on the couch and he was eating this, like what he thought was ice cream.
Uh-oh.
We're like, dude, what are you doing? And he goes, I'm eating this butter pecan. And we just looked at him and go, that's a tub of butter.
Wow. He must have been drunk.
He was drunk and he was sitting on, and he was a large guy. He was fat, okay? But
okay.
He was sitting on the couch eating spoonfuls of butter.
That is unbelievable.
You know, I just thought of that when you mentioned butter pecan.
Wow.
Yeah, it's weird and you know, it's unfortunate because, and I think we had talked about this on one of our previous podcasts about my buddy Juan, and he'd been training to do a 5K. He's never run an official 5K in a race. So I signed up with him to do this race. And literally, while we were sitting here having this conversation, I just got the email that it has been canceled in person. Because of, it was supposed to be on Saturday, January 9th, but it has been canceled because of the Irving mandate that for something like this to happen, hospitalizations have to be under 14%, and they are not, and they are not going to be by January 9th.
That sucks.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. We still get, you know, we have to go and pick up our packets and stuff still, and then you, now what will happen is instead of running it in person, probably me and him will just get together and you download an app that you can log into with your information that you signed up for this race, and then you can compete, I guess, virtually through this app with everybody.
That's too bad. But there'll be other races that he'll be able to actually do the whole deal.
Right.
But that'll actually be good for his confidence, because he won't, well, he shouldn't anyway, feel any pressure if it's just you guys running, even if you've downloaded an app and you do the course and all that stuff.
Right. I mean, just get out and run, man. Go for like, a run.
I don't know if I'm, because I am such a poor, okay, let me say this. I am beyond a poor dancer. And you're like, what does that have to do with anything? Well, the fact that I just saw my grandson not more than 10 minutes ago do some dancing to a video, I'm like, oh my God, that kid at 5 years old is so much. I mean, he can find a beat and he could dance. I was like, oh, this is terrible.
Nice.
So I always thought like, I can't really, I'm not nearly good enough poser, dancer to get on stage for a bodybuilding show. Even though I just talked about doing one.
Yeah.
That's always been one of my drawbacks. So I was like, when I was talking to my boy about it, I was like, I mentioned this same thing to him. I was like, dude, I don't know about that. I go, but I could see myself training with you, doing all the stuff, like literally up to doing the show. I go, but maybe I'll schedule some super duper bedroom photo shoot for myself at the end, and I'll be posing in my Speedo for that.
All right.
He goes, I don't know. He goes, you need to get your ass up on stage. I go, dude.
You should do it. Get on stage and shake what you got.
Yeah, in the elephant trunks.
There you go. Why not? Yeah, that's fun, man.
That'll be a hell of a segment.
It will be a hell of a segment. That's awesome. And yeah, we'll see. I mean, there's different things in 2021 that who knows? Like I said, I think one of the things I'd like to do, I have never traveled out of the country other than being like in the Caribbean or literally like right across the border of Mexico in Tijuana, like a place like that. But my brother wants to go on a brother trip this year, and we are probably looking at going to Guatemala.
All the brothers?
Yeah, it'd be nice if Mark can make it. I don't know if he'll be able to come, but me and Chris have been talking about doing that. And we looked at some places, and, you know, because Chris travels all over the place. He's like, let's go. Come on. You got to come with me sometime. And I was like, ah. So I got to figure out how to make that happen. Hopefully at some point I'll be able to swing it in 2021. But there's that. And then, you know, you talk about learning a new skill or something. I took Spanish in college. I took 4 semesters of it. I took it in high school, and I can get by on it.
Really?
But
who knew?
Yeah, I feel like I want to learn it better, and I don't really know why. I just think it would be cool to be a little bit more fluent in a second language like that, especially Spanish, which living in Texas comes in handy all the time. And so I've thought about, you know, maybe trying to, they do all these apps now, but it goes back to kind of like what you were talking about, the discipline of, okay, I said I'm going to learn a new language, and so I have to commit whatever it is, 30 minutes, 5 days a week, where I'm going to go through this app and do whatever I have to do to pick up on it. And I think that goes back to the discipline type thing that you're talking about.
That, yeah. You know, my boy who I work out with a couple of them, but the other one, the chiropractor I work out with, he wanted to learn Spanish to interact with his clients better.
Yeah.
And so he was listening to a book every morning while we were working out. And then I think I told you this at one point, he was listening to all this Spanish music because whoever his tutor was like, oh, if you listen to music, you sing along and it helps you learn the language.
Yeah.
So yeah, we worked out to a whole bunch of Spanish music this morning. I mean, this during this pandemic when we were working at my house for a while. So yeah, dude, I think it's just I think growth and improvement, man, is something that most of us don't focus enough on. You get so caught up in the rat race of life and doing for others that you forget to do for yourself.
Yeah.
And I think it's highly important to have that kind of growth and development and be self-aware enough to know that, yo, I need to do something. And, you know, I think I had so many conversations. I can't remember if I had them with you or not. We were talking about vision boards.
Yeah.
As part of it, because lots of folks say you need a vision board. And I'm always like, yeah, whatever, dude. Just like people say, goals don't really exist until you write them down and you can look at them and see them all the time.
Yeah.
And I've always been kind of like, yeah, I don't know. And finally I said, why are you such a 7-letter cuss word about this?
For real, man.
I mean, literally, I had this conversation with myself. Dude, I'm going to tell you something, Matt. This is the truth, man. I was having this conversation with myself the other day while I was cleaning out my car. Like, literally, because for what I'm about to tell you. And I was having this conversation about vision boards. And I was like, why are you such an ass about this thing, man? Everybody says they're good. Now, mind you, I'm cleaning out my car and I'm having this audible conversation with myself. And the lovely Lorraine comes out in the garage to get something. And she goes, are you really over there talking to yourself and answering yourself? And I go, this was supposed to be a private moment that nobody else.
Yeah, geez. Come on. This is between me and me. Don't you know?
Yeah. And so the end result of that private back and forth conversation I had audibly with myself is that I sent a text message out on the family text thread that said, everybody needs to make themselves available Friday at 1 o'clock for a couple hours to talk about your goals for 2021. And we're all doing a vision board. Everybody's got their own vision board, and come prepared to talk about your goals and how you plan to go get it done and make it happen in 2021. And so that's the lovely Lorraine, my dude, my daughter, my granddaughter. I guess my grandson is 5 years old. He'll be there. I guess we'll give him a vision board too.
Right.
But I just was like, I'll give it a real good effort and see if I think it makes a difference.
I think you'll enjoy it. That's my prediction. I always enjoy doing that. I'm going to do one this year as well and focus on a couple of things. And
when did you start doing them?
You know, I haven't done an actual vision board in a few years, but you know me, I mean, I write stuff down like Post-it notes.
You got a bunch of Post-it notes now.
Yeah, I got Post-it notes with phrases or goals that I have that I will look at, and they're right here where I sit and record everything, and I look at them every day, and I focus on those and spend some time just kind of focusing on that. But I will tell you, one way that you could grow in 2020 is you could maybe, or in 2021, 2020 just seems like the most futuristic year. 2021, I don't know. But if you are looking to grow, one thing you could do is give Blue Star Motor Group a call. Because maybe working on yourself means getting yourself a car that you enjoy, that is reliable and makes you feel good. And Blue Star Motor Group can do that for you. They specialize in superior quality Carfax certified pre-owned vehicles of all makes and models. You can give Deb a call at 817-881-4066. And of course, you can see their entire inventory. Everything they've got for you in 2021 is available at bluestarmotorgroup.com. You can also check them out on Instagram, see their customer reviews. They're big fans of Jam Session. Love these guys and what they do. So if you are looking, and I'm telling you, sometimes, you know, I had a boss once that told me, this is the time, and we have to have this conversation once, when I got out of radio for like, probably about 18 months.
Right.
And I got into sales, and like, I didn't even do radio on the side or anything. And I had a boss that told me, he's like, you know what you need to do? I was like, what's that? He goes, go buy a car that you want, a car that you really want. And then every day when you're driving to work, you got to figure out how to pay for that car. I guarantee you, you'll get out and sell your ass off. And I was like, I guess that's one way of doing it, but you know, maybe that's what you're looking to do. And sometimes that new car to you, that car that you've been having your eye on for a while, it. I've always thought, I don't mind spending a little more on my car, and I don't mind spending a little more on my bed, because I spend so much time in both of those things that I want to be comfortable. And if I'm going to spend that much time in something, I want it to be something that I actually really enjoy.
Actually, I've always had that same approach when it comes to cars, especially in Dallas, because it's a driving city.
Right.
And you could easily spend, and I've done it. Trust me, I've done it. You could easily spend an hour to an hour and a half a day driving just to work or back and forth or wherever. And that's one reason I've always liked the car with certain amenities and some stuff in it, because you really do spend a ton of time in your car in a place like Dallas. And so, yeah, Blue Star Motor Group, man. What I like about them is, y'all know me, I like high-end cars. They got high-end cars.
Yeah, they got some nice stuff, man.
But they got them at great prices. Yeah. And I'm telling you, the best thing you can ever do is let somebody else take that depreciation hit. I'll tell y'all, I bought a $90,000 car with 15,000 miles on it for $36,000.
Golly, that's wild.
3 years old.
Wow.
True story.
That's where Blue Star Motor Group comes in. So check them out. Plus, how else are you going to drive to Kroger to get the wings if you don't have a nice car that you can rely on? So do yourself a favor, get your car at BlueStarMotorGroup.com, and right when you drive away from them, wave to Deb and say thanks, and then head on over to Kroger and go grab yourself a couple pounds of wings.
Yeah, why would you want to go to Kroger and get some wings, man? They're back there in the meat department where they keep the steaks and stuff. And the best thing about them, no breading, baby, just meat and flavor. And Matt will tell you can put them on a grill like he does. You can cook them in a broiler. In the stove, like I've done. You cook them in the air fryer, like I've done. Or, hey, we had one of our listeners say, hey, pop them on top of the skillet. A little olive oil. Cast iron skillet. Cook them that way. Doesn't really matter. Just get it done. Matt's son Maddox loves them. My dude ate a pound and a half a couple of weeks ago. Asked me, when's the next time I'm getting some? The wings at Kroger. They're no joke, baby.
Yeah, they're legit. So check them out. Buffalo blue cheese, mango habanero, whichever you enjoy. So make that happen. Also, we need to tell you, we still have some t-shirts for you guys and the Jam Session t-shirts. You have the inventory. So we have medium, large, extra large, double XL, but we're out of red and 2XL, right?
Yes, sir.
And do we have any 3XLs left?
We got three 3XLs left.
And what color are those?
Black.
Okay, so the black 3XLs is all we have in that. $20 plus shipping and handling. So if you would like a Jam Session t-shirt, send me an email, matt@jamsessionpodcast.com, and make sure it has the order, the color, the size, and your shipping address, and then I'll get you an invoice. And usually we can ship those out next day. And
yeah, right now they're definitely next day because everything's in. The bubble mailers are available. The shirts are here. So
sweet.
I even got a hookup from the post office. We have our own shipping account at the U.S. post office. That's how big we've gotten.
We're fancy. I like that. Yeah, it's crazy too, man, because keep in mind, because I've gotten a couple of emails, and I always respond to people if you're going to email, but just keep in mind that some of you are going to get the shirt really quick, but for whatever reason, the U.S. Post Office has been really backed up right now. I ordered a gift for my lady on December 3rd. It just got here on, what's today? It got here on December 30th yesterday, and I was tracking it and it was just stuck in the same place for like 2.5 weeks. And I was like, what is going on? Like, just put it on a truck. I mean, how does this, it's a crazy. And then it was sitting at a mail center somewhere in this area. And it almost got to a point where I was like, you know what? I'm just going to go there. I wonder if you can just go in person and be like, hey, can I just get my, been here for like a week. But yeah, so keep that in mind. I mean, it's the post office right now is wild. I mean, sometimes you're going to get it quick and it may take a couple of weeks, but don't fret. If you pay for the shirt, trust me, you're going to get the shirt. We will get it to you.
And this time, I kept all the receipt with all the tracking numbers on it. So.
Excellent.
Yeah, because, I delivered one in Coppell one time.
Right.
Because I think that was Lois who hadn't gotten it.
Right.
And she was shocked when JJT showed up with beer, a mug, some shirts. And then I told her this. I said, you know it'll show up the next day. Nah, I'm out here, don't you? Like, that's what happened.
And it did.
It showed up the next
right.
day.
Right. It's weird how that works, man. I don't know why that is. It's like there's something out there in the world that's like, oh, I guess we should go ahead and do this. Like there's a disturbance in the force.
But speaking of slow mail, man, you're absolutely right. My dude's birthday is December 11th. His grandmother sent him a card with a check in it. A card with a check in it. She sent it on December 7th, and it showed up 3 days after Christmas.
Golly, man.
A card.
Yeah, I don't know what the deal is right now. And you know what drives me crazy about that is that Amazon, which is shipping stuff all over the world, I get it in 2 days, like virtually every single time. Now, sometimes it'll take 3 days, but it sure as hell isn't taking 3 weeks.
Nah, I mean, funny you should mention that. I ordered two things from Amazon this week. They showed up in 2 days. I'm sure there's some political reason behind it. Maybe it's leftover residue from whatever was going on with the post office and the government and slowing down.
I guess. And now post office is like, well, screw this.
Yeah, so
I don't know what it is.
But I went and sent so many packages out yesterday that, yes, they called me today, 2 days later, and put me on their special business program shipping list.
Well, that's very nice for you. I'm glad that that happened for us. So now, yes, again, point being, we have T-shirts. If you want one, $20, send an email, matt@jamsessionpodcast.com. And also, look, if you're listening and you own a local business and you would like to have some information on how you can advertise and sponsor us, let me know. You can send me an email and I can get you some information over. And I know our audience has been big supporters of everybody. And we really, really, really appreciate you guys. Like, seriously, as we transition into 2021, we cannot thank you, every single one of you that is hearing this message right now. We cannot thank you enough. The support that you have given us and continue to give us as we have transitioned into this podcast, supporting our sponsors so that they can continue helping us to make this happen. Really, thank you so much for everything. And we've got some cool stuff in 2021 we're going to be rolling out. And just thank you guys, man. Thank you. If you are like, is he talking to me? I'm talking to you. Thank you.
Well, you. Yeah, seriously, you. Right there. You. I think the coolest thing about it is, and I hoped it would work this way, but I wasn't sure, is that you guys are using the companies that sponsor our show.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
It's the best thing we can do. Matt got a note the other day that Beer Geeks was like, wow, we've been getting phenomenal feedback from the show. We told you about Freeway. I mean, and they're real, man.
Yeah.
I bought some beer from Deidre the other day.
Indeed. We really appreciate that, guys. For real, seriously, we really, really do. And this is, you know, this is where Weird Creepy Matt would say something like, maybe we'd give a hug and a tongue touch. We just appreciate it so much.
I'm just going to give an elbow dap.
But I tried to use that joke last night at trivia, and man, it just did not work. And I was like, well, we'll move on from that one. Nobody appreciated the tongue touch.
Wow.
Yeah, because we had three teams that tied for one of the rounds.
How does that happen?
They all got 7 out of the 10 questions in that round correct. And so to break the tie, I always give people an option. I always say, look, you can whoever can answer a random trivia question I come up with immediately off the top of my head, or rock, paper, scissors until somebody wins. And they always want to do rock, paper, scissors. So we've been doing that. But I go, or we can do a three-way tongue touch. And the whole place just looked at me. And I was like, well, sometimes jokes just don't work.
You just gotta own it and keep it moving.
Oh, trust me, it's not the first time in my life. You know what's funny? I did stand-up comedy for a little while when I was in college, and I would go around the different places around San Marcos.
Did I know this?
I don't think you did. And I would go to different student groups and whatnot and do a set, just trying to, because for a while I was like, I wonder if I want to do this. I enjoy being in front of people and stuff, and it was the craziest thing. When at one point I bombed on purpose because I wanted to know what it felt like.
Really?
Yeah, because I was curious. I wanted to know, okay, I have to be up here for 15 minutes. What if I'm not any good? What would it feel like and how can I handle that? And so I just went out there and wasn't even trying, and it was horrible. And man, like, you just, so now I understand that feeling, and I can almost sense immediately, like, okay, that didn't work, and I can move on a lot quicker. And I was trying to teach myself how to recognize that feeling when something isn't and you're not getting the reaction from the audience. I know that's weird, dude. But it was a strange time.
Wow.
So there's that.
Yeah, I had no idea you're a stand-up comic.
Oh, I wouldn't say that. It was me just more exploring. I've done some a couple of times, like open mic nights and stuff. My thing is, when you go to an open mic night, you only have like 3 minutes, and I'm not that type of comic person. Like, I tell stories and I do funny voices, and I need more time to build and kind of people to get what I'm doing.
I got you.
So
that makes sense.
Yeah, there was that one for you.
Wow, who knew?
As we move forward here on the Jam Session podcast, we would like to tell you, of course, about a couple more of our sponsors. HFX Foundation Solutions, these guys have everything you need in case you notice some of those things, some of the problems that we've talked about before. It's much like your car has a light that comes on and says, hey, you need an oil change. You go every year for an annual checkup at your doctor to catch things before they become a real problem. And your home's foundation is the same way. If you're noticing sticking doors, cracks, soil washout, things like that, you may have a foundation problem. That's where HFX Foundation Solutions can help. They can come out, do a free inspection. They're with you all the way through. So hit them up today. If you feel like you are seeing these problems again, I would check them out online. The easiest way to get it done at hfxfoundation.com. Don't wait until it's too late in 2021 and you're like, oh, holy hell, I should have done this a long time ago.
Nah, bro, don't play around with foundation. It's the foundation to your home. It ain't something to play with. Have them check it out for you. It's always better to be safe than sorry.
So there you have it. HFX Foundation Solutions, hfxfoundation.com. Also, of course, as we move in, and again, by design, this has been kind of a different podcast than I'm sure a lot of you are used to. It's a little quicker, but New Year's Day is when many of you are going to be listening to this. And then we'll get back into the regular swing of things next week as everybody kind of returns to work and gets back into your normal schedules, probably getting caught up on the podcasts and whatnot. But we have to close out our 2020 with what I guess technically is the first Just the Sip of 2021 when this episode will drop. But, of course, brought to you by Beer Geek Shop in downtown Rockwall. And Just the Sip, not the whole thing, but Beer Geek Shop. I know a lot of you guys are buying your beer from there. That is fantastic. We appreciate you supporting them so much. Jason and Deidre, wonderful people out there. It's a local family-owned business right there off the square in downtown Rockwall. Over 400 different beers, everything available in singles. And yes, they still have the Jam Session six-pack for $22.50. And all the beers that we try on Just the Sip are available, I know for a fact, available at Beer Geek Shop because they are the ones that supply the beers to us.
Yep. Doesn't get any better than that.
So let's see what we've got here today, Jacques. We have from the brewing company out there in Rockwall, actually. Their name is Hemisphere Brewing Company. They're about 3 years old. And this is a blueberry wheat ale called Shiver. And I believe Beer Geek Shop is the only place to get this beer in cans because I know that they just started canning recently and I don't think that they're doing like a wide distribution. I'm pretty sure it's one of those things where they can it on their line. They probably have to hand wrap the label on the can and then they're putting it in cases and driving it themselves to whoever's willing to pick them up. And Beer Geek Shop being in Rockwall is obviously a place where you can get this. But this is an interesting one. It is wheat, blueberry wheats can be really, really good. You don't want too much blueberry, but at the same time, you don't want too little. There's a fine line, I feel like, to where you almost want it to get more of a blueberry muffin type sensation when you're drinking beers like this.
Right.
So let's give it just the sip.
All right.
Not the whole thing, Jacques. Slow down. Just a sip. Yeah, see, the flavors in this one to me are really light.
Very light. And I think for me, like, it smells fantastic. I mean, it's got that nice blueberry smell to it. And so because the flavor's a little light, I'm left with wanting, yearning, a quest for more. More blueberries, please. Like cowbells. More cowbells. More blueberries, please.
Oh, my God.
Yes, I've gone there. And so it's a hike, but it ain't what it could have been with a little deeper, more robust flavor. But you know, it's only 5.8 ABV. Mm-hmm. It's a light drinker. And like I said, y'all know I like flavorful beer. And if it had just a little more flavor to it, it'd have been a home run.
Yeah, I agree with you. I wanted a little bit more myself on that. There's a brewery out of Arkansas called Flyway, which is known for their blueberry wheat. It's called Blue Wing. And having had Blue Wing a lot, that is more of what I feel like in the entry to a blueberry wheat style beer that I would want, where it gives you more of that blueberry muffin. You get more of the blueberry. You get more of the weediness, kind of the maltiness of the beer, that kind of just a little bit more of a fuller mouth, I feel like. But that being said, this is a light, easy drinking beer, and it definitely has some flavor, and I would say is worth checking out. I think that you'll enjoy it. And it's called Shiver from Hemisphere Brewing Company out there in Rockwall. So we will go from that to our next one. And this is a really, these styles are hit and miss, man. It is a sparkling IPA, a brute IPA from our buddies over at Manhattan Project Beer Company in Dallas. It is called Trinitite. It is a 7.6% ABV. And I think most people are always like, oh man, IPAs are too hoppy. I'm going to tell you right now, this beer is not hoppy at all.
No.
And sparkling IPAs are made so that they almost replicate champagne.
And this replicates, this tastes like champagne. If you just did a closed eye blind test, you'd swear this was champagne.
Yeah. Like a slightly hoppier, because you do get the hops out of the aroma as a late addition into the boil. And
a little bit of a dry finish, my friend.
It is super dry. This is bone dry. And it tells you on the can, there's a dryness scale on the can, and it's almost all the way full, because I mean, this thing is really, really dry.
Ain't no spit left in my mouth, bro. I can't even touch tongues with anybody.
Yeah, brewed IPAs.
Drink some water first.
I remember a couple of years ago, I was having a conversation about this, and somebody was like, what do you think is the next style that's going to kind of all of a sudden take over? Because everybody was trying to get out ahead to be whatever the next juicy haze IPA craze was going to be. And so I was like, you know, there's some breweries on the coast that are doing these brewed IPAs, and it's so completely different than the hazy IPA that I wonder if those are going to start catching on. And they really haven't over the last couple of years. And I think you can tell why, because if you're a beer drinker, how much champagne do you really like? It is a light feel, but it's still 7.6% ABV. It's not like this is a 4% beer or something like that, you know?
I think y'all know me. And so the thing about it is, I don't like those bready, biscuity beers that taste like beer.
Mm-hmm.
So here's the deal. But if you're a beer drinker, traditionally, you like beer and things that taste like beer. This tastes more like champagne. And so what I'm getting at is, beer drinkers probably want something that tastes a little bit more like beer than something that tastes a little bit more like champagne.
Yeah, it could be. It could very well be. And I will say,
I speak for all beer drinkers.
There you go. I will say that while I am not necessarily a big fan of this style, Manhattan Project has one of the better ones in this area. This is really, really done well for the style of sparkling / brute IPA. I mean, they nailed
it. I think that's always a good point to make. It's one that I've learned to make in my last 9 months of becoming a youth Cicerone number level one.
There it is.
Which is, you don't have to like a beer for it to be a well-done beer.
Yeah.
Take it like this. Somebody can cook the best liver and liver and onions available out there. Mm-hmm. Like, you can't find a better liver and onions. And I could be like, man, this mess is nasty, because I just don't like liver and onions. Doesn't mean that their recipe wasn't any good.
Right.
And I've learned to understand that about beer. And I would say that about the first two that we've had today. That, you know, they're perfectly fine. I just don't like them.
Yeah, fair enough. And so we will go into our third and final beer. And again, all these beers are available for you at Beer Geek's shop in downtown Rockwall. You can roll over there. Deidre will get you taken care of. And our final beer on this version of Just a Sip is from Blue Owl Brewing Company down in Austin. And it is a beer called Professor Black. It is a sour cherry stout. It is a lighter stout at 6%. But I've had this beer a few times, and I'll tell you right now, you will get roast. You will get like that coffee roastness of the stout. You get cherry, and it's tart, man. This is a sour beer. And it's weird because all three things somehow come through and actually work together.
Oh, well, let us see.
So give it.
But you know, I like a stout. That's my favorite style of beer.
Yeah, and this is not.
It's got coffee in it.
So. This is not as similar to the stouts that you usually like because it's. I mean, look, the cherry's going to come through, and it's really tart. I mean, you get the sour tartness of this thing. So give it just the sip.
Mm. Oh. Mm.
It's really interesting.
Dude, when they talk about tart cherry, that is on the dictionary word page.
Indeed it is, man. And I don't know. These are called.
What do you drink? What do you eat with this?
I mean, really, you could probably do like a chocolate something would probably really work and come through nicely.
Dessert beer?
No, I don't really see this as a dessert beer. I can drink it anytime, but if you're looking for something that would kind of pair with it, something kind of like that.
Dude, that is, man, those flavors. Now, don't call me a hypocrite. I just said I like bold, flavorful beers.
And this is bold and flavorful.
That is bold and flavorful, but it may be too bold and too flavorful for me. It reminds me of the time, man, and Matt will be like, oh, my God, how does your brain work? It reminds me of the time we were playing football at lunch in the seventh grade, and Frank Johnson was the quarterback. And he lobbed a pass, and it got intercepted. And I said, dude, you should have drilled that, and I would have had it. And he came back the next time we got the ball, and he drilled it, and it got intercepted. I said, dude, you need to lob that one, and I'd have had it. And he said, in the midst of cussing me out, you got to make up your mind what you want, man. And so that's how I feel about this beer. It's bold and it's flavorful and it's too much for your boy.
Okay. Yeah. And I will say this, like I've had this a few times. This is a beer to me that I don't know that I could drink two of them back to back, but I can pour this in a nice glass and just kind of sip it over the course of several minutes and really enjoy it. Because
I said several minutes.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say like an hour or so.
No, not an hour. I mean, it doesn't take me an hour to drink anything. Even when I'm purposely trying to drink slow, I still be like, oh my God, only 10 minutes has gone by. Yeah, but Professor Black's a cool one. It's a really unique thing because you don't see a lot of sour stouts. You don't see a lot of cherry stouts. And so, no. You know, this is a unique beer that is definitely, again, if you're looking for something really unique, go and grab one from Beer Geek Shop, man, because I think that you're going to enjoy it. So those are the three beers today. The Shiver Blueberry Wheat from Hemisphere Brewing Company in Rockwall. The Trinitite Sparkling IPA from Manhattan Project Beer Company in Dallas. And the Professor Black Sour Cherry Stout from Blue Owl Brewing in Austin, Texas. So that is going to wrap up again what is a short podcast for you guys that are listening to this on New Year's Day. Happy New Year to everybody. We are very excited that you have given us the support over the last several months from the radio to the podcast and excited about 2021, man. I think 2021 is going to be a lot of fun and we'll keep doing it with you guys. Keep busting out the podcast episodes. So please keep downloading them.
Yeah, we got huge plans for 2021. Just huge. And we expect to pull them all off. And so it's going to be a blast.
Yeah, hopefully.
We appreciate all the support.
And make sure that you keep up with us on our social media, whether it's on Instagram at Jam Session Cast or our Twitters at McMatt Radio at JJT_journalist, because we will have another live show at some point in the future, hoping to get one in maybe in a couple of weeks, 3 weeks or so in January, another live Saturday afternoon where you guys can come out, drink some beer and hang out with us. So we will definitely make sure that you are aware of those plans. Have a happy new year. Enjoy it. Thanks for listening to the Jam Session podcast. Thanks to Purple Elephant Music for the music that you hear at the end and beginning of each episode. He is the radio, TV, and now podcast star, the sexy Jean-Jacques Taylor. And I'm just a guy, Matt McLaren. Remember, tell your friends, check out Jam Session. If you like what we do, hopefully they will as well. Subscribe, rate, and review. We'll catch you next time somewhere in 2021, wherever you listen to podcasts.